Hello there. This is Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries with your daily moments of meditation and prayer time, which is a ministry of this radio station for your spiritual encouragement. Today, let's turn to the book of James. James chapter 3, and I'd like to read with you verses 13 through 18. James chapter 3, verses 13 through 18, where the Word of God says, "Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if ye have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace." That's James chapter 3, verses 13 through 18. And that passage of Scripture is so practical to every one of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, because it teaches us what real wisdom is all about. Let me ask you today, beloved, and I would encourage you to be absolutely honest with yourself. As I've read down through James chapter 3, verses 13 through 18, what type of wisdom describes you? Are you living today according to the wisdom of the world that it says there in verse 15 is earthly, sensual, and devilish, simply because of the fact that it's filled with bitter envying and strife and self-glorification? Is that the kind of wisdom that you have? Is that the kind of wisdom that you are portraying to others around you? If it is, that's not the kind of wisdom that is pleasing to God. God expects those of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior to have heavenly wisdom that has eight great qualities, as are brought out there in verse 17 of James chapter 3. It is pure, it is peaceable, it is gentle, it is easy to be entreated, it is full of mercy, it is full of good fruits, it is without partiality, and it is without hypocrisy. Does that describe you? You see, as Christians, we should be reflecting the Lord Jesus Christ and the principles of the Word of God in every aspect of our lives. When we allow earthly wisdom to guide us, we are dishonoring God and we are not being the testimony that we should be. And yet, as we all know, so many times as Christians, we portray a wisdom that is earthly, sensual, and devilish, that dishonors God. It's important that we portray the kind of wisdom that is going to honor God and glorify Him and reflect the kindness and the love and the grace and the mercy of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's the wisdom that pleases God. That's the wisdom that the world needs to see. And I think it's important that every one of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior should every day say, "Lord, give me the kind of wisdom that I need in my daily life today that is going to glorify you and reflect your love, mercy, truth, grace, and peace." Father, I thank you for this passage of Scripture that teaches us about heavenly wisdom, and it is my prayer that you'll give every one of us as Christians the strength and the insight that we need to portray wisdom that's going to be pleasing to you rather than that which will dishonor you. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this Moments of Meditation and Prayer Time. Until we come together once again on this radio station, I am Pastor Gary Dahl, Other Way of Truth Ministries, saying God bless you and keep looking up. For remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen.